9 Winter Survival Items. Your bug out bag may be missing. Having a set of clothes in your survival slash bug out bag is important for all 4 seasons, but you'll need to pack more clothes than usual in a fall or winter environment. Additionally, you should also have an extra set of clothes in your car and at your work. Hypothermia and frostbite can impact anyone, even those who believe they're prepared. During the Korean War, 10% of the total US casualties were due to the cold weather. If the power goes out or the grid goes down while you're at work, you may want heavier clothing than what you wore for the day. And if you're in your car, you might be wearing something that won't keep you warm enough in a crisis. You may have to walk dozens of miles, and you'll definitely be glad you had those clothes then. So, what kind of clothes do you need to pack for the fall and winter? You'll no doubt be tempted to pack a pile of old clothes that you don't need anymore, but you may want to reconsider. They may not be in good enough condition to keep you warm. Consider packing. 1. Boots. But not just any pair of boots. You need a durable pair of boots that will hold up exceptionally well in the fall and winter. One option is snow boots, but since those only work during the winter, perhaps a better option would be a good pair of mud boots. Mud boots are high, some can even reach your knees, they hold up well both in winter and in muddy terrain, are lightweight, and also easy to slip on and off. Granted, you might not be able to fit a pair of boots in your survival slash put out bag, but at least you can in your car. Ultra-efficient water filter fits in your pocket. 2. Hat. Again, not just any hat. You need a good wool hat that will keep your head warm at night and in the middle of winter. If at all possible, you should have 2 hats so that one can serve as a backup to the other, or so that you can put one over the other on extra cold nights. 3. Gloves. During winter, our hands are often the first body parts to get cold, and then numb. Consider this when shopping for gloves. Get durable ones that are lined, that will keep you warm in even the harshest conditions. 4. Ski mask, balaclava. About the time your fingertips get numb, your nose and ears do, too. A good thick ski mask can keep you warm even when temperatures dip well below zero. Depending on your geographical location, consider getting one that exposes only your eyes. 5. Flannel shirt. Flannel shirts wrap up compactly, are incredibly comfortable, and are long-sleeved and warm. This shouldn't be your primary upper body clothing for the winter, but having a good flannel will give you more warmth than a normal t-shirt. 6. Fleece jacket. Fleece jackets are also warm, wrap up compactly, and provide ample shelter for your body. Plus, they can be worn on top of your shirt and under a larger coat, securing you extra warmth. In the fall, a fleece jacket should give you enough warmth without the need of a larger coat. An amazing breakthrough in compact portable backup power, easily fits in your pocket or backpack. 7. 3 pairs of socks. Yes, 3 pairs of socks. If possible, one or two of these pairs should be wool and the other one or two normal. Wearing the same socks repeatedly can cause problems in your feet, so it's important to rotate them. 8. Long underwear. Wearing long underwear may sound dorky, but it's essential and provides superb protection against the cold. You'll notice the benefits of long underwear when laying down at night trying to stay warm. 9. Wool pants. There is no better option for pants than wool in both the fall and winter environment. Wool is warm, durable, lasts a long time, and is resistant to flame, so you can be close to the campfire. The only downside to wool is that it is very easy to get dirty, but that's a small sacrifice to make for pants that will keep you both dry and warm. This may sound like a lot of clothes, but you should be able to get all of them into your survival slash bug out bag if it is large enough. You should definitely be able to store all of this at work and in your car as well. One more suggestion, it's a good idea to store winter clothes in a waterproof, airtight bag. When you need them, you'll be glad you did. What other winter clothes would you pack away? Leave your reply in the section below. Get $600 worth of survival blueprints, absolutely free.